It's time to raise the roof for our latest regular season episode. Welcome back, everyone, to this latest episode of Raise the Roof. The Rays have been, I don't really know how to describe them. They've been very, very interesting to start the season out. They just, luckily, they won the last game of a three-game home set against the Tigers, currently 500 on the season. There's a lot happening, a lot of not great, and then a lot and some great things that we're going to get into, hopefully positives moving forward. But it seems like it's very much the same thing as we talked about the last time we potted. There's just a lot of stuff going on that just I feel like needs to be figured out more or less when with time. As long as time happens, things will get figured out. But I'm your host, Alex Murphy. With me, as always, my co-host, Evan Gibson and Evan Lynch. Boys, how we doing?
Doing good, doing good.
Evan's good.
Rays have been less than ideal. I mean, in the Yankees series, it's probably a series that you should have won, maybe even should have swept, because you have a very cold team in the Yankees. I mean, at least Aaron Judge. But they're able to just get the job done against us. But, you know, going into this Detroit series, it hasn't been too great either. But winning this last game and getting a little boost from good old Jimmy O'Brien just before was really great. And he also got Rosarena out of his slump. So I'm kind of happy about that.
Hopefully he got him out of his slump.
Hopefully.
Evan, how are we doing? I know you're watching hockey back there. Is that the Golden Knights game?
Yeah. Sorry for being late. Yeah.
No, you're all good.
Yeah, go Dallas, hopefully.
I was like, does it even matter who wins because you're a Canes fan?
Yeah, but freaking Mark Stone coming back up to LTIR this late. Fuck the Knights.
Understood. We do have a special guest, and without further ado, this is the first time that we have gotten him on. One of our own in our team, Caden. You guys might know him as Carp on Twitter. Caden, how are we doing? It's been a bit. You've been on the team, but you haven't gotten on the podcast yet. So I'm glad we were able to get you on.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having me. It's the first time that I've been on. So excited to talk with you guys about the Rays season. Hopefully we can turn some things around. I know with some injuries and everything to start the year, it's been a little rough, but we're pushing through. We're at 500 now and facing a really awful team in the White Sox. So we hopefully can get a sweep in that series and head into Milwaukee with a couple more wins.
Yeah. It's I feel bad because we brought you on at a bad time because the Rays have lost two straight series. But I guess going into that, so the Rays, as we talked about, they lost 2-3 against the Yankees. That was a very winnable series. As was this past series against the Tigers, but it felt like the Yankee series was really winnable. And the Rays come back for a three-game set against the Tigers, lose 2 out of 3 there. So just 2 wins in their last 6 games. And as Caden said, going into a weekend set against the White Sox in Chicago. But Caden, starting with you, just because we haven't gotten you on, we haven't heard your opinions about this team. How have you thought about the Rays? Like, what are your thoughts been about the Rays, especially over this last week, considering how they played against the Yankees and Tigers?
Yeah, frustrating, right? I mean, that's the first word that comes to mind, right? You know, where you're sitting there, you dedicate a couple hours of your day to watch the game each day, and the bullpen, man, bullpen is usually our strong suit, and this year, falling apart, right? So, you know, speaking from experience, right? Having a strong bullpen is like the key to winning most of the time. You can't always rely on your offense to sit there and score 11 runs or 10 runs or whatever every single game and just blow guys out of the water. So yeah, it's definitely been a frustrating start. I mean, I think there's positives in the fact that it's still early. It's a long season. We've got a lot of things that can turn around, get some guys back from injuries and kind of see how it unfolds. I think it's also a positive, right? We play in the toughest division in baseball, in my opinion, right? AL East. And I think, you know, even so at 500, as long as we continue to, you know, dominate, you know, some of the AL Central teams that we have in the past, and even some of the AL West teams, right? Then we're still looking good, even if we struggle against the Yankees and or the Orioles this season.
Yeah, all good analysis there.
Give Dude, me you your... said it. You said it best. I mean, being in a very competitive division, you would think being in last place is the worst thing possible, but not really. I mean, only 4.5 games back to the Orioles. I think he's still on top there. So I think a lot of things can still turn. It's almost like it's a clean slate season. After the win today, it's almost like a good old reset, you know, and we can just start crawling back up from here. I mean, with a lot of guys coming back, Josh Alosun and other pitchers coming back eventually, it'll be pretty nice. So as long as we can get back some of these guys, and, you know, there's some awkward positioning right now with some still sloppy defense sometimes. Chris Davinsky had a terrible meltdown inning. I mean, his last few starts, even today, but terrible in New York. And it was also influenced by a lot of defensive errors happening.
Right.
Yandy Diaz specifically. I mean, a few of them on him. But yeah, it's been kind of a hard watch. Rays baseball has been the last week or so. But the game today felt kind of good. I mean, you do get into trouble. They come all the way back. It's 5-5, but Meade starting to hit with guys in scoring positions. Guys are coming out of their slumps, and I don't know. There's no, the gaps in the lineup are getting smaller now, hopefully. So we won't lose a game when we have 9 more hits, hopefully, in a series. That was also what happened in game 1 of the Yankees game, of the Yankees series. Yeah. So
that was crazy.
Yeah, it's been rough,
Alex. Yeah, today's win, I'm sure you guys agree, that helped a lot. I mean, if we recorded this after last night's game, I think the attitude in this Zoom would be a lot worse.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
I mean, especially after Monday, I mean, thank goodness the Hurricanes were on, because that was maybe the most forgettable baseball game I think I've ever witnessed. I think we went down 5-0. I was like, I can confidently turn this game off knowing that we will not come back in this game.
Yeah, Skubal better win the Cy Young. I mean,
I was like,
I hope nothing happens to him. Dirty. He's pretty dirty.
I was like, and this team couldn't score against me right now in that game. So I was like, all my attention went to the Hurricanes that night. But
I don't blame you.
Yeah, thank the Lord they won. They won tonight, especially considering it looked like it was going to be the same old story that it had been yesterday, and like it was Friday night in New York, where, I mean, offense did a lot more tonight than it had been doing, but bullpen just ruins it, and then, you know, we lose. And luckily, I mean, bullpen did ruin it, but luckily our offense was able to bounce back and come through. And Curtis finally, I mean, it's about, I feel like that's like his first extra base hit this whole year. Finally showing some sort of life out of Curtis, and all of our great players. I mean, Yandy had a multi-hit game. Randy finally had a homer in like, what was that? Like a month, I think. Mm-hmm. So just a very, very, the bullpen didn't look great. I wouldn't say that. Davinsky didn't look great. The bullpen, I think, in general looked good, and just an all-around good win. Alexander looked fine. I mean, it was bad walk to Baez, which started that 2-run fourth, I think, or fifth. Just annoying part, the bottom of the Detroit lineup played very well today. We let them hit and walk all over us, so that's frustrating, but good win today. And hopefully, I mean, yeah, if we don't win this series in Chicago this weekend, we're going to have some big time issues. So,
yes, yeah. The Chicago White Sox are very, very bad at baseball, but we'll get into that later.
Have you guys noticed that we're getting like all the most notorious players hot? Like, we got Javi Baez hot right now. We got
Rendon hot.
It's like, just been,
it's,
you know,
painful.
It's pain. It's kind of painful, honestly.
And then
Aaron Judge doesn't really do anything in the Yankees series.
I mean,
a few walks, I think.
Who was the Kennedy guy in this Detroit series. I've never heard of the guy's name
Buddy,
before.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, he made one of the craziest barehand plays on Randy yesterday, and then he has the
Native
game
of
tying RBI today. It's like, where did this guy come from?
Millville, New Jersey. Same
Like,
hometown as Mike Trout. That's like the only reason why I know him is because he's a South Jersey guy. But like, I mean, Millville's kind of like a different part of South Jersey, but it's still in there. Yeah, he had a pretty decent series. There is a lot of guys from them who had a pretty decent series. It's just everything kind of jumbled up together. I think they played two bombs yesterday.
Mark
Yeah,
Canha had
Mark Canha.
unbelievable series. That guy hasn't been good in like 5 years, I feel like. But we let him have a good series this series too.
I mean, don't be fooled though. That Tigers team is like a pretty,
They're good. They're
they're
not the
good. Their
Tigers of old.
pitching is coming together. I mean,
Well, best bullpen in baseball,
them and
right? I
Cleveland
mean,
are like, I mean, that pitching is crazy.
and I mean, Riley Green's a freaking stud. He's
he's really, really good.
awesome.
I was about to be beyond disappointed because the Rays faced Jack Flaherty today. And as soon as the Tigers got the lead, I was like, I swear to God, if the Rays only scored 4 runs off 2024 Jack Flaherty, I don't know what the
Well, I
hell.
think we did. I think we did only score four
Yeah,
runs.
but it was wild to me because I'm like, Jack Flaherty is not a good pitcher anymore. And somehow the Rays couldn't find a way to get more off of him. Luckily, they won. So it wasn't a big deal at the end of the day. But like after they scored the 4 runs in the first 2 innings, he just shut him out the rest of the time.
Or Will
Yeah,
Best.
Flaherty's terrible. I mean, we let my Maeda, who had like a 9 ERA yesterday, walk all over us. So, I mean, don't put that
Yeah.
past him. But vibes are good today. Good win today, though.
Vibes are significantly better today. Also, I feel bad for Curtis Meade because apparently he's had a bunch of different injuries when it comes to like wrist and hand injuries in recent years. And I think basically what people said is that's the main reason why he hasn't been able to kind of produce the same meta exit velo that he had in AAA. Because both his home runs this year, or sorry, both of his home runs in his career have none of them have gone 340 feet.
Yeah, they're both only
Both of
home
them went to
runs.
that porch.
They're
Like
only
that's
ho
the
home runs
oh.
in Tropicana Field.
Yeah, that's the only play he hit them basically to the exact same place, and neither home run that he's hit in his career has gone further than I think 337 feet.
I just love that we have a spot like that, you know,
Yeah, I just feel
where it's
bad
like
for
it's
him though.
too it's special, you know.
I mean,
And he
clearly
is the guy
something's
who
happening.
he is it's kind of weird because he is the guy who looks like Longo at the plate, so.
Yep.
True.
So that is
And
kind of
right
a
down the
weird
line.
little coincidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks the first time he was at the plate, I was like, holy shit, is that Evan back? But it's something about that stance, I guess, loves that corner over there.
I mean, I hope that
So,
he can get something going when it just, when it comes to being able to hit the ball to the gaps and
what
hit for
happened?
some
Like,
power. I
do
forget what
you
it
what?
was specifically. Here, let me go look up Curtis Meade injuries.
Maybe hamate bone. It's a common one in the hand.
Oh, is that the one? I think didn't Wander break that
Left wrist
2 years ago?
injury. Yeah.
He had in last year, was it
I've seen him
ended the
get
year
like
on the
carpal
shelf with an
tunnel
elbow
too.
strain and had an injection to help with healing. Where else am I seeing here?
Yeah. Did anybody else see that star save? Holy crap. That was
Which one?
this Ottinger just had an unbelievable
Oh, I
save.
thought you were talking about the fucking Bobrovsky yesterday for
Oh,
the
we don't, I'm not even a Lightning fan, but we don't talk about that in front of Gibby. Come on.
Yeah, no, I was like, holy crap, there's no way that he made that. Yeah, no,
That
he
was
fractured his
stupid.
wrist last year. He fractured his wrist
Oh.
for 8 weeks
I
and
didn't see that.
or was out for 8 weeks. So that's probably a
Right.
large contributing reason as to why he's just not being able to generate as much power. And in whole, I mean, I guess in due time it'll get back to as full health as possible. I mean, I would assume by this point it's at that point. But I don't know for sure, and hopefully he'll be able to generate some more power. But I'm sure that that's not making things easy for him. So I can imagine that. With the
Fucking
bullpen
Panthers.
specifically, I was curious to know from you guys. I mean, it really does seem like it's just a few guys. Like I know Maton had that really, really bad outing, gave
Yeah.
up five
Well,
runs.
what's the ERA at now? I think we should
Bullpen
keep
ERA
track of
is
this
like
all season.
5.3, I think.
5-3 right now.
Not great.
I thought
Yeah,
it'd
it's
be
not great,
higher.
but it's significantly better than what it was before. Like it's coming down, but it's not coming down
It was
as
at
you
like
want it to.
it was at all time levels, dude. It was crazy.
it's just like, it seems like every night one guy has a bad moment. Like Poche yesterday, tonight it was Davinsky was last Friday night too. The one you're talking about, Alex, the Maton one, that was against the Angels, right? When Trout, up 2-1 late, I think, and then he gave up 5 late.
Well, now he's been showing some consistency.
Pete had his fair share of blown leads, but I mean, Jason Adam has been phenomenal for all the crap.
His normal self.
Yeah, right? he's been
very, very good. He threw shutout innings tonight, which was good.
And he's the only reason why we won that game against the Angels last Tuesday. I think we talked about it after that when he got it out of that base loaded jam and that pitch to Trout. He's been the best bullpen piece that we've have. And it just stinks when it doesn't see, it just seems like we have one bad inning every night, basically. And so hopefully we'll just be able to erase that. And also getting bigger leads helps too. It's not all up to the bullpen. I mean, this offense not scoring many runs hurts the bullpen because it's always high leverage too. So that hurts us as well.
Yeah, I mean, when was the last time we had guys in the lineup that were hitting under the Mendoza line? I mean, I can think of Taylor Walls specifically, but multiple guys hitting under the Mendoza line. That's
ridiculous.
Yeah. You're not going to win many games.
Not at all like last season where even Taylor Walls was hitting like 320.
You know, we're going to tell our kids about what Taylor Walls did in April of 2020.
Yeah.
That was
crazy. And I mean, yeah, not at all like this team this year. I mean, it seems like all Benny's biceps, he's going off. I mean, Ahmed Rosario is crazy. Richie Palacios.
Yeah, it's literally all the new guys. Paredes. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And Randy does something. Yandy's getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully that just keeps developing. I mean, if we got this far with those guys basically being not really too effective, I think we can get a lot better if some things turn around in that aspect, you know?
Kaden, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say Rosario, big fan, right?
He's the best.
I mean, that's the kind of player I was when I played. Just throw it all over the place, you know, never know what you're going to get. But he has been super consistent this year, right? I mean, he's always been a pretty good contact hitter, right? I mean, hit for average, not a lot of pop, but to be able to go play a position you've never played in the major leagues and had very little experience in the minor leagues at just goes to show, you know, very athletic. And I mean, that's the Rays way, right? We signed him for $1.5 million. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And he's one of our top hitters on the team this year. So,
and you just mold him to be something that he's not in the field. And he has, and I'm not saying that he's like a phenomenal right fielder, he's subbed into a place that we had basically no option for. So he's been,
And I'm sure he's probably not playing right field when Josh is back, right? He's probably playing second and short and left more often, but he's shown that you can't take him out of the lineup. I mean,
absolutely.
He's gonna find a place to play on the infield or in the outfield somewhere, just because we can't take the bat out of the lineup.
I mean, yeah, we shot him all the way up 2-1 just to like inject something into Randy and Yandy. Maybe with a guy on base, they could get a little more production.
Yeah, and I mean, I really like. I'm a big Harold fan too, because I think that guys who get on base are the way to win. I'm old school, right? I think get them on, get them over, get them in. I know that's not a lot of teams play small ball anymore, but I love guys that get on base.
Yeah, I do like Harold. I need him to get more walks. He needs to draw more walks.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think he is very desperate to get on base in any situation, which I like. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why he's kind of more aggressive like that. And he's faster this year because he said himself he slimmed down a little bit. And now he's just getting those weird hits in the infield and running out the play. And he's getting there. He's a hard worker. Love him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rourke Bett specifically, because we mentioned him.
He
has been on a tear, literally like he's never done in his career. because if you look at his career stats, he hasn't, I mean, he didn't really play that many major league games leading up to the season. He only played 2 years and he played like 70 games. But he hit like 140 or something like that over those. It was like 100 and I think like 100, nearly 160 at bats, and he hit like 140. And in 15 games, which is if you look at the most hits that he's had in the season and most games that he's played, he's basically played in one, like a third of the games of that previous year. And he has one hit less than what he did that. So the most hits that he had in the season was 15. He's got 14 in 15 games.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his whole career, he had these like chronic back issues and stuff. So I think he said himself that it's like the best he's kind of ever felt going into the season. And like just getting the opportunity, I mean, probably just getting the opportunity, because before he was just kind of like the third catcher on the Yankees. And, you know, you're never going to get time as a third catcher. So just giving him, that's what the Rays do. Just give guys time and let them just do what they do the best. And
getting those regular.
Yeah, it's just the Rays dust, you know, just like Bassan said, you know, we just sprinkled a little bit on him and now he's pretty good.
And yeah, like you said, getting those like those regular at bats, I'm sure, like, playing once a week, I'm sure it's impossible to get any sort of groove at the major league level. So getting those like consistent bats have to help. And also being one of three lefties in the lineup also helps, because anytime he plays a righty, he's basically in the lineup, so that also helps. So
there's going to be more lefties that are going to be coming through, or I guess lefty reinforcements, because you're going to have Lowe coming back, Aranda's going to be coming back hopefully soon, so those are two those are two guys that you're going to be adding that you didn't have before, so that's now five. I would assume that
you probably sent Shenton down though.
That's true. I mean, but still, I mean, you're going to have guys that are going to be, should be starters. So, you know, you'll be able to kind of mix and match, but just having more lefty bats is going to be helpful. But yeah, the Rays don't have that much right now. It has been brutal to say the least there. So definitely not the greatest week for the Rays. Even this series against the Tigers felt like a winnable series, especially yesterday's game. It was a very, very winnable game. Again, you're not really going to win a lot of games by scoring two runs, so it's not the greatest thing for the Rays. You want to try to score more and at least give the team something, you know, give the pitcher something to work with, because two runs really isn't a lot. So I guess that's a good thing that, like, the last two series have been winnable series. And they just haven't found a chance to win. Just like small things that need to be taken care of in the future. But I really hope that whatever happens, or I guess whatever happened this week, they can just flush down the drain and they can use the White Sox series as one to kind of just get morale back. Because at this rate, the way that the White Sox are playing, if they don't sweep this series, and I understand it's probably going to be like jinxing or whatever it is. If they don't sweep this series, that's a really bad look.
No,
have our top three pitchers too.
Right.
It's crucial. It's so crucial that we just win the first game. Like, we have not been winning the first game in any series. I think we're 1-7 in the first games.
Yeah, I saw that. I forget what it was where I saw that. That's really, really weird.
I've noticed that. I think I said it last pod too. It's like we haven't been starting, like, and now I know that number. Yeah. That's insane. We need to stop doing that. So if we lose the first game against the White Sox, then we're just cursed on the first game, honestly.
Well, yeah, give me a chance, right?
There's always always an opportunity, you know, but I think we'll be cursed.
I mean, if Eflin loses to the White Sox tomorrow, I mean,
crazy.
Yeah, crazy. If this team is any good, we have to win this series. Sweet. I get that it's the White Sox, but I'll never like demand a sweep, especially on the road, just because I know how hard it is to sweep. If it was at home, I think it's a lot different, but it's so hard to sweep on the road. I mean, they get paid to play baseball too. So
yeah, I really just want to win the first game.
They're so bad though. They're so bad. They, like, gotta win the series. I know we should sweep it. have to at least win the series.
Yeah, and that starts with winning the first game.
And they're facing Flexen, Chris Flexen. So he's got a huge inflated ERA to start the year. So I'm sure we'll see a bunch of lefty bats, right, in that lineup on Friday. So pretty good matchup with Eflin facing the rest of the White Sox lineup, who's not a great team average this year.
Yeah, aren't they hitting below the Mendoza line?
I think they've
been, as a team.
Yeah, I think I saw someone say, I forget who posted it, but it was like their team was essentially what was it like Tom Glavine or what Greg Maddux was as a pitcher, like
hitting wise.
Yeah, I need to figure it out to make sure because
I saw that it was John Lester.
Yeah. Oh, it was John Lester. That's
it. It was 35-year-old John Lester. Is what it was. I did see that. It was
Yeah.
What's that guy's name that always posts these really random?
Is it Jay Cuda?
Yeah, it is. Jay he's Cuda. The best. Yeah.
That guy is incredible. I think he also said
they're hitting as a team. They're hitting 192, and they have an OPS of 550.
I think they've been shut out eight
even
times
worse,
this year already.
Even worse after tonight's game, they're hitting 189.
Oh.
After tonight's game,
it went down.
Yeah,
God, that's so abysmal. They're such a bad team. I feel bad for White Sox fans.
Like, you know, it's crazy that they're that bad. Because Oakland is still better. I mean, Oakland's got a pretty good offense this year. I mean, decent offense with a couple guys. I mean, I'm looking at stats right here, and they're tied for 10th in overall offense.
Well, I know I mean Ruiz is good, Rooker is good. I know Geloff is going. I think he might be going on the IL, but he's a good player. That other guy, I'm thinking, is Lawrence Butler. Am I thinking of the right guy there?
Who's the guy who got sent down and then got brought back up? Is that Ruiz? That's what I thought.
Yeah, Esther.
And then, I mean, he's not offense, but Mason Miller is fucking sick. I mean, he's
those cheddar.
He'll be traded at the deadline.
He'll either be traded or
not, maybe not this year, but
Sears too, dude.
He'll be traded.
Miller is one of the most fun baseball or just athletes in general to watch right now. I mean, that outing on Monday against the Yankees was, oh my goodness.
That Ursic guy is pretty good too, right? The guy who was he was a two way guy and then dropped the hitting.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really? Yeah.
What's his first name?
His name Lucas, something like that.
Lucas.
He was a Brewers.
Oh
guy.
Yeah, I recognize his last name.
Third base, first
JP
base.
JP Sears,
and then,
though, dude, that shit was crazy. He diced
JP
up those
Sears.
Games.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
I was looking for some. I forgot what I was looking for, and I just remembered it. I was looking for Chris Davis, like Orioles Chris Davis, to compare how bad he was to how bad the White Sox are. He was worse, but the White Sox aren't that far behind, or aren't that far in front. He hit worse. He hit one. This was the year where he had 470 at bats and had the lowest qualifying average of any hitter in Major League Baseball history, which is absolutely incredible that they just kept playing him because they had no one else. But he hit 168 and he had a 539 OPS.
They also paid him big money.
Yeah, I mean that was the other thing. They're not that bad, but like that's not that far out of the equation for how bad they are as a team.
Yeah,
which is concerning. Yeah, 168.
Speaking of money, how about Colt Keith this series? Right, been pretty cold. How is that for a rookie contract? I heard BA talking about that on. I think he signed something like 20, 28 million, 30 million, something like that for 6 years, and he hadn't played a major league game.
I was one of those things.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's
brutal.
Yeah.
Wait.
And then he made a couple errors this series that was like routine plays.
He's a bad getter, though. It's for real.
Oh, yeah.
You get that
he's guaranteed to make 28.6 mil over the next 6 years.
There it is. Yep.
Hey, that's still not.
That's like four a year. Baez, like four or five a year.
Yeah, but for a guy who's never played a major league game.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, it's like Yamamoto too.
Right.
He got a lot more money than that, but.
Well, I was gonna say Yamamoto should be significantly better than what Colt Keith is.
No, I know, but it's the same principle though. Like giving him a bag for absolutely no major league experience, but I mean, he has major league experience in Japan, which is really, yeah, really good over there. So, but
they've proven their stuff recently.
Yeah, this is true. I'm just trying to look through things right now. Yeah, so I mean, in this series, is there like, I guess the biggest thing, like, if there are keys to this series, I mean, what is it? Because I feel, I mean, we've kind of just discussed it.
Play all three aspects of the baseball well.
I feel like if we don't have four errors each game, we should win. Like,
exactly. Yeah, really, if one phase of the game is toast, then it's dead. You know,
it's up in the air.
A lot of the times, two phases of the game have been toast, and it's been screwing us over, defense and pitching. And then sometimes it's hitting and something else, you know. So just have two of those. You know, you don't even have to have the defense necessarily. Just have the good pitching. Get out of those jams when the defense inevitably maybe does that to you. And, you know, hit good, you know.
And can we please score some early runs? I know we did it today, but I mean, I swear.
And winning the first game is my key, dude. That's
yeah.
Inning, let's get on it, dude.
I want to know what our record in terms of like the first five unders we have in like the betting world, because I swear we never, like, I mean, every single time
you'd be rich.
Yeah, you would. I swear, I think we've hit it like twice in this whole season. And I think every game at the end of the fifth inning is like 1-0, 2-1, and it's like, damn, I should hit that under again. But luckily today we kind of broke that streak. I think, like you said, I think defense this series, getting out to a hot start, and hope that Randy and Yandy can take something from today's game and continue that in the weekend against not so great pitching.
Yeah, I mean, I think looking at the numbers, right, we're minus 24 in the run differential this year, which is unheard of for a Rays team, right?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's crazy. But the White Sox are minus 82 in the run differential, minus 82 for the year. So
we gotta get our numbers up.
A good team dominates bad teams, right? This is a statement series. This is when you know, like you said, you can't always go for a sweep. You can't always say we need to sweep them, but this is, you have to win this series.
And convincingly too in the games. Yeah, right. I don't want to see anybody going out for a save opportunity in any of these wins.
Yep, I agree. Especially when we have closer by committee right now with Pete out. So
this is true. It is very closer by committee right now. Hi everyone, Alex here with a quick word from our newest sponsor, SeatGeek. SeatGeek is your one-stop shop for tickets for everything from live theater and concerts to sporting events like Rays games. SeatGeek uses a color-coded scale to show you where the best deals are, with green being good and red being bad. If you haven't used SeatGeek before, we have a special deal just for you. Use code RAISETHEROOF, that's RAISE spelled R-A-Y-S, at checkout for $20 off your first purchase with SeatGeek. Again, that's code RAISETHEROOF for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Thanks so much to SeatGeek for sponsoring us, and let's get back to this latest episode of Raise the Roof. Okay, so we basically more or less have the keys to this series. It's all pretty much obvious. Beat a team that's 3-21. There were more milkshakes that were on whatever that preseason thing was for the White Sox than there are wins for the White Sox this year. So just beat the White Sox.
What's funny, Alex, these are two last place in the division teams.
Yeah.
13-13 and 3-21.
It's funny how baseball works.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's
do it. That tells you anything about the AL East. There you go.
The AL East is a wagon, which means no one's going to win the World Series out of the AL East this year because we're all going to massacre each other to death.
Exactly. It's the blood sport, though.
That's how it works. All right, let's do our pick a player for the series. Caden, since you are new, you're going to pick your player first. So we normally pick pitcher and a position player. You can do two pitchers. You can do one. It doesn't matter. Just who are your players to watch out for in this series against the White Sox?
All right. I'm picking Harold as my hitter. I think he's gonna finally work those walks that Evan was talking about. He's been really, I mean, his bat to ball skills are great, right? He doesn't strike out a whole lot. But we saw some strikeouts yesterday, or maybe the day before, where he was chasing, and it kind of feels like he's doing too much. So I think starting off with Chris Flexen, he's going to, if he gets the start against Flexen, he's going to get a couple hits. I think he may work a walk. I feel like he's poised to finally get back to his normal swings, right? His average is a lot lower than typical, and it is because he's chasing. He's got the highest chase rate in the MLB, or at least he did a couple of days ago. BA was talking about it. So I think he's the hitter to watch, and I think Eflin has a great game. I think he's gonna dice up this White Sox lineup that is hitting way under the Mendoza line. Right. I think he's gonna go out and have a really great start to start the series and get us off on the right foot.
All right, let's go, Evan.
I will go with the boy Jose Siri. I know he's dealing with.
Speaking of, yes, we need to talk about this.
He's going
through dealing
the,
with kidney stones.
The kidney stones.
He's still playing baseball.
Poor guy. No, he's gonna get rewarded.
Brutal, brutal.
He's going yard in this series. I mark my words. He with or without the kidney stones in his body, he's going yard. I don't know if he's passed him yet, but.
I don't think so.
I don't think he has either, but he whatever. I'm still picking him. He's also been struggling, so maybe was the kidney stones all along. I don't know, but
they've been weighing him down,
and they are. I've heard they're very painful, so luckily I've never had them before. But
yeah, it's brutal too.
He'll turn around. He'll turn around. He'll have a good series this weekend, and I'll pick Littell or. Yeah, I'll pick Littell. I feel like he did not have he pitched Monday, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't.
Yeah, I believe so.
He did not have a good outing on Monday. I believe he gave up like five runs.
Yeah, five earned.
Five that was earned. His first. So.
Yeah, because it boosted his ERA to like 3.30 or something like that.
Probably now he's doubled it, right?
Yeah, and he's the team leader in ERA still. At 3.30, which is unheard
Yikes.
Of.
Yikes. That is bad. And he's our third pitcher, too, which is also bad that he's leading the team in the ERA. But, yeah, I'm picking the boy Zach to bounce back, especially against a really, really, really bad offense, too.
Gibby, who you got?
I got Savali as my pitcher. Hopefully, you know, he just keeps kind of cruising like he has been. You know, he's had a few bad starts, but like we said, the offense is not great from the White Sox, so should be easy for him and get some confidence back, you know. It's okay. And then hitters. God, there's so many you can pick. I mean, because Caballero's been great. I mean, Rosario's been great. Palacios has been great. But a lot of the I mean, obviously, Randy and Yandy, they've had their struggles. So, you know what? We're going to pick Yandy Diaz to kind of get back into shape here.
I like
and
it.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, he just gets back into getting those tough at-bats that he's used to. I feel like he's getting out at, like, 1-2, not really going deep into the at-bats, and then kind of just ground-balling out.
Chasing, right? Yeah.
Chasing, yeah.
A lot of chasing.
The sweepers have not treated him well this season.
I am going to go with Randy. And you know what? I'm going to go with Devo because, my God, this has to be like the lowest of low that you can be. And I feel like there's only up from here. So I'm going to hope that he can turn things around because the Rays need him for like at least another week or whatever it is. Like as long as he can be like serviceable until a certain point, and then if they want to DFA him, they can DFA him. Like I just want him to be serviceable for that time. I'm not asking for a lot, just like not absolute garbage. So
just
Chris
average,
Davinsky, please. Yes. Just be average. Don't be terrible. Just be average, Chris Davinsky.
And Cash doesn't. Cash also doesn't have to use him. That's it's like just because he's in the bullpen.
Maybe I'll pick Kevin Cash to not use Chris in baseball game.
I think if he allowed one run an inning, his ERA would go down.
That's actually the best pick of all time. Kevin Cash to not use
Chris Davinsky in a baseball game.
Can I actually do that for Poche every series?
Oh gosh.
I mean Poche was brutal yesterday.
Me and Poche are back to being.
He won like 11 games last year.
Mortal enemy.
He was good last year, but And I was easy on him last year, but I'm back to not.
The velo's down,
but
and
it's not.
He's his fastball's flat.
But yesterday was not his fault, though. We can't win games winning scoring two runs.
I mean, that's it was his fault though, because he threw a meatball.
But the offense was dead. The offense.
I understand
was,
the second homer wasn't as much of a meatball, but he hung a breaking pitch like middle of the plate.
He did hang it.
It was pretty much a meatball, and then yeah. The one to Riley Green was a meatball that was high and in. Like perfect location.
Riley Green fastball. He's just literally a just a fastball changeup guy. And once, like what fucking Caden said, once the fastball is kind of getting flatter, like then it's just your changeup. And
it's BP, right?
Just BP all day, you know? Like they're going to look the same at the end of the day if the velo's down on the fastball.
That's just me out there, basically.
Yeah,
just
meat.
A 90-mile-an-hour fastball, that's a four-seam 90-mile-an-hour fastball with no run is BP, right? That's what BP is. So gonna have to figure something out there.
Anything but that. Running through the world of baseball, Shohei Ohtani continues to be Shohei Ohtani because, of course, he is. I think he's leading he's leading baseball in doubles. He's leading in average. He's leading in hits. He's leading in OPS. Whatever.
Yep.
He just continues to be good. It seems like every player in existence now is going on the IL. I saw Brian Bello went on the IL.
All the guys on my fantasy team.
IL. Oh, who?
On the IL. All the guys on my fantasy team just go on the IL.
Yeah, Belly just went on the IL, and Pete Crow Armstrong, who is the Cubs' number one prospect, is getting called up as a result, which is both good and bad. A couple other guys that were like big names went on the IL with stuff.
Brian Bayo from Boston.
Yeah, I just said him. I probably said his name incorrectly though.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know why I'm blanking on dudes. It just seems like every week there's just a new guy that's going.
Oh, Suzuki. Hey, those guys.
Our guy,
ago,
Bob
but...
Steve.
Yeah. Bob Steve's out for the year. He got his got his surgery. He's officially out for the year now.
Yep.
Freaking sucks for him.
Hate it for the guy. Really liked him last year.
He got his bag though, so I'm glad he got his bag, but definitely not most ideal. Here, let me go on MLB trade rumors because they probably have a bunch of other guys that I'm just blanking on. Yeah, Zach Gelof is probably heading to the IL. Who else here? Something about the Guardians having some issues. Blake Snell's going on the IL.
Yeah, yep. Blake.
I mean, that's more of, I feel like he just really didn't have he had to ramp up really, really quickly because he didn't really have a spring training. So that.
And he had a really rough start. Right?
He did. Yeah. Abductor strain he's dealing with. Who else am I blanking on? I'm trying to figure out guys and I'm just blanking. Oh, Merrill Kelly got hurt. He's going to miss at least a month for the Diamondbacks.
Also on my fantasy team. Just
brutal. both Kyle Hendricks and Drew Smiley are on the injured list for the Cubs. Who else we got here? There was like another. Was there a guy on the Brewers that I'm thinking of that might have done something? I don't know. There's just a bunch of guys that are on the IL. There's a bunch of issues going on with pitchers getting hurt and players getting hurt. Mm-hmm. So.
And a lot of issues with umps too. If you want to segue.
No, my God. The umpiring has been.
If you want to use that as a segue into the Boone stuff.
Oh, the Aaron Boone thing is hilarious.
That'd be a good idea.
The Aaron Boone thing was hilarious. If you guys didn't see, he got ejected because a fan was talking shit to the umpire, and then the umpire just didn't care who it was.
I didn't say anything.
And I mean, it's not really like I can understand why. I mean, obviously, I can understand why Boone would be pissed off, but it's not like he really created the best. Like aura for himself in terms of being goody goody with the umpires.
Yeah,
I mean, first inning and you're arguing balls and strikes already. You're probably not going to last very long. You're definitely not going to last all nine innings.
Yeah, I mean, clearly he didn't do it. According to this, clearly he didn't do it. But again, he is the type of guy who has been known to get in scuffles with umpires before and get in shouting matches and get ejected.
Oh, yeah.
So. He's not really looked upon favorably by the umpires in Major League Baseball, I'm sure.
I thought it was just so funny. He could not have looked more disinterested than he was at that moment too, considering he was like Like he wasn't even looking at the ump. He wasn't even looking at the game. The fact that he was like, it looked like he was checking his nails. Like, and then he the
All right,
reaction
you're
after
out of
that
here.
was incredible. Like he was not thinking about the game at all.
No.
And his reaction was like, wait, what? He like woke up. He was like, wait, what the hell just happened? And then that was priceless. And whoever got that on camera was props to them, because and audio too, because that was
Yeah.
awesome.
One more word, Aaron. One more word.
So what were you gonna say? Because you were talking about
I
or talking to us about you have some sort of a an opinion about Aaron Boone that might be looked upon unfavorably.
it's about Aaron Boone and the Yankees as a whole. I kind of like this Yankees team. Like I don't I like obviously don't like them, but like for as the Yankees go, this Yankees team is kind of fun, if
Yeah, I
that
mean,
makes sense. Like
it's Soto, right?
well, I like
It's
Judge a
Soto.
lot. Judge, you can't. I feel like Judge.
Dude,
I
Aaron
mean, Judge
Judge
is
posed
awesome.
with G-Eazy for a picture today. You can't tell me that he's a good, like, dude, G-Eazy's trash. What are we doing here?
Tampa does
That
love
probably wasn't
Judge.
his
Tampa
fault.
does love Judge.
That probably
Yeah.
wasn't. That
If
probably
I was
wasn't
him,
his
I would have
fault.
opted out of that. I don't
He's a
want
nice
anywhere
guy.
near that shit.
He's a
That's
nice
true.
guy. He's a
That's
nice
true.
guy. He's a
Yeah.
nice guy. He's like, who? He probably didn't even know who it was. He's
No,
like, who is this
definitely
guy?
no.
Well,
That's a
I don't know.
brutal one.
Yes, Volpe. I don't like Volpe. But
No, I
yeah,
don't either.
Soto's. He's incredible.
Yeah, I like
I mean,
Nestor. You
Judge is
know, he's
awesome.
kind of quirky. I like a quirky guy
With
like
his
him.
daggone fake pitches and
That
all of
has to get
his
outlawed,
funky
right?
stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure Major League Baseball put in a rule immediately after that saying, like,
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't do
Well,
that.
listen, this might be an unpopular opinion, but Nestor's got to do those kinds of things because Nestor can't get guys out if he doesn't do so, right? I
Yeah.
mean, he's reinvented himself the last few years and been a lot better than he was when he first started his career. But those kind of things are just so gimmicky, right? You can't do that every time. I mean, Cueto used to do it, right? Johnny Cueto used to do it, later in his career and still does it, right? Little shimmy and then throws the pitch. So I don't know. I'm not a big Yankees fan at all. So anybody who
Yeah,
plays
me
for the
neither.
Yankees, I'm gonna have an unfavorable opinion of.
I don't want it to make it seem like I'm a Yankees fan. I just kind of like the players on this Yankees
I
team
think
more
it's
than I
because
usually
Cole's
do.
not there because he's hurt.
But
Yeah.
Cole is, I like Cole though.
He's a D-bag.
But he's so fun to watch. Like he, not against the
Yeah,
Rays,
just
just
because
in
he's fun to
general.
watch doesn't mean he's not a D-bag.
But he's so fucking good though. He's, I mean, he's the best
You
pitcher in
can't
the
say
game
that
when he's
like
healthy.
two things can be true at once. Like you
Yeah.
cannot like or you can dislike the
Yeah.
person for who they are versus what they do on the field.
Is he is do you for Cole being a D-bag, like is it about like the sticky like his horrible
I
answers
don't know. He
he
just
would
has
use or
a demeanor about him that I'm not really a big fan. I mean, the sticky stuff doesn't help because clearly that screwed up a lot of things. We saw it firsthand with Glasnow that it
yeah.
screwed up a lot of things. So it wasn't really great. I don't know. I just don't like his demeanor. He's kind of there's a lot of things that he's done with the media. I feel like a lot of things that he said is just very condescending at times.
I love
He
his
is not
Zoom
great.
interviews. That
He is
was the
not great
best
with the
part.
media.
When
Oh
he
my
had to
God,
do
with the
his Zoom
media is
interviews.
atrocious. And like as a member of the media, like I want someone who can give me quotes because if someone doesn't give you quotes, then it's so much tougher to write about it
There's
because
no
you have
story.
nothing to go off.
There's no
Like if they give
story.
you like a two-word answer, that's a garbage quote. You're not going to go
Yeah.
anywhere.
Yep. I know that struggle as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a problem with Cole when he was in Houston or even in Pittsburgh because he was trash in Pittsburgh, right? But soon as he went to New York, I don't like this guy, and I hope he fails. Like,
Yeah, honestly,
sorry,
I don't really
yeah.
like him
Like,
on the Yankees at all. I just like
I'm just
Soto.
indifferent about the
I feel like Soto
Yankees.
just turned that team
Yeah.
around, honestly.
There's another New York team that's pissing me off more than the Yankees right now, so I don't care about the
The Rangers,
Yankees. Yeah, no, the
the Mets,
Knicks.
oh, the Knicks. Oh, right.
Yeah, it's not like there was a giant thing that happened the last game that the Knicks played a basketball game
Yeah,
that would have pissed me off.
that was bullshit too.
No,
Yes.
nothing.
The Rangers got some calls too, but whatever.
I do think it's hilarious though that like Trae Young still has a stranglehold on the entire city of New York because he beat them in a first round playoff series.
How Miles
they're still saying they're still saying F Trae Young after the after they beat the Sixers in a buzzer beater. I'm like, does it like that? That's the fun. He is.
Dude, I just I like that they celebrate every win. Like
all the Knicks celebrations are hilarious. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that all that shit's so funny because it's like they won the NBA Finals every game.
Literally every
it's the Pat Bev playing game.
It is
literally every
Pat
playoff.
Bev's a legend.
Like,
oh man.
It's so. I don't think Yankees fans are like that. I feel like it's more. I mean, I know a lot of Yankees fans aren't.
I don't know.
The Yankees fans I know hate the Yankees more than most people, though. Yeah. Like, that's the thing that I've kind of. I think that's another reason why I've kind of lessened my hate towards the Yankees is because the fans that I know aren't like unbearable like they've used to be in the past. It's like they also hate the Yankees too because they're like, this team is.
Should like, be better than what they are.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
year they are. This year they're very good because Soto, they finally did something and went out and got Soto. But in recent years they hadn't done anything. It's like, this is ridiculous. And I think that I think it's a direct correlation to why I don't like despise them anymore is because their fans aren't that annoying.
I feel like it's more of just indifference.
The fans that I know, I don't know. I mean, you guys might know more fans than me or what, but I
do see them at the trap. I don't like going to the trap.
Is annoying. That is annoying seeing
this is true.
So many Yankees fans at the trap, but
this is definitely true.
Yeah. Judge got booed, right? Our series.
He did get booed.
On his own bobblehead day.
It's incredible.
Eflin made him look silly.
That tells
four
you
times.
What Yankees fans think of their players, right? High standards.
I think they make everything worse. Like, when guys are in slumps and they just like start heckling them, it's crazy. Yeah.
This is
true. I feel like they facilitate these things.
Yeah.
Their toxic behavior sometimes.
Yeah. Last thing I want to say before we sign off, kudos to Mike Trout for having literally no one to help him out. Offensively, 10 bombs and 13 RBI. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
That's what happens when you have Rendon leading off, I guess.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Mike,
when
Mike,
it's not, when he's not facing us.
This is, yeah, Mike Trout's not facing the Rays anymore. Thank God. Yeah, yeah, this is a prime example of loyalty is not a good thing always.
Yeah.
I understand loyalty. God,
please trade him. Please
my God, it's brutal. All right. Please. Well, with that, we're going to conclude things on this latest episode of Raise the Roof. Kaden, thank you so much for coming on. I want to make sure you have the floor to be able to, talk about your socials. Where can people find you at online?
I'm on X and Instagram. I'll have to find my usernames here. I think X is CCarp304, and then Instagram. Let's see what we got here. CCarp_5. So those are my two that I use, not on social media a whole lot. But those are the two things. And what I'm posting about a lot of the time on X, at least, is Rays baseball. So, you'll see a lot of things about Rays baseball on there for me. Thank you guys for having me on. This is my first time being on. I quite enjoyed it. So, hopefully we can do some more in the future.
Yes. Thanks, no, we'll definitely have you on more in the future.
For coming on, and thanks for coming on so late due to my stupid work schedule. So,
it all works out. Man.
Thanks for accommodating that.
Yeah.
Kaden, definitely we're going to have you on plenty more this season, hopefully. But again, for everyone listening, thank you so much for continuing to support what we've been doing. If you guys didn't see, we have a giveaway going with the Bay Republic, the official team store for both the Rays and the Tampa Bay Rowdies. They have really, really generously, I believe it's a autographed team issued helmet of Jose Siri. That they're going to be giving away. All you guys need to do just all of the rules and all of that stuff on Twitter, X, which is where everything's posted right now. Winner will be selected on the 26th, so Friday. So make sure you take advantage of that. We're going to be having a giveaway soon on Instagram for hitting 1,000 followers. Thank you guys again for helping us reach that total. If you guys want to support us on both of our social media accounts, it's Raise the Roof TV on both Twitter slash X and Instagram. We also have all of our affiliate links. We have our SeatGeek link and we have our In the Clutch link, both Raise the Roof in all caps. You'll get $20 off your first purchase on SeatGeek and 10% off any order on In the Clutch. We also have 1771 Designs, which is same code Raise the Roof, but the R, the T, and the R are capitalized. Everything else is lowercase. Use that for 15% off your purchase. And as for these podcasts, continue to support us as you guys have been. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to follow us. Make sure to leave us a review. Make sure to share this with your friends, your family, anyone else who enjoys Rays baseball or enjoys baseball in general and would want to listen to a podcast. So with that being said, thanks so much for listening. And as always, raise up.
Raise up, baby.
Raise up, baby.